Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carryco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 389 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 6th of August 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, and our special guest is LED from ledofficial.com. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good, good, good. I'm very well indeed. Can't complain.
How's your week been, mate? Anything exciting happened during the week?
No. You wouldn't call it exciting. I updated all our computers at work with Office 2016. And
fun.
And it's still mind-numbingly boring job because it's still slow to update.
Move to the Mac.
The problem is we'd still need to update to Office 26, whatever the Mac version of Office is anyway. So we get a big license fairly cheaply from Microsoft. So, but it just means you get a DVD and you've got to go around to all the computers and sit and watch them update, put the code in, do all that sort of stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those really mind-numbingly boring jobs, but anyway, it had to be done and we got it all done. So that was about my week, really.
How many computers did you need to do?
About 15, I think, all up. There's some old laptops and the trainers use, and then it's the staff computers. No, I haven't even got to our computer lab, which has about 10 training computers, but that'll be the next step. When I get over this one, I'll go and do the training computers and bring them up to speed with Office 20, because we do courses on Office, so we need to have the latest version in, because people, you know, don't want to be taught, you know, old versions when they're paying for it.
Exactly. Now, did you update your iOS device this morning?
I haven't done it to version, was it 10.3.4 or something like that? I will do that probably. Because I didn't get the notification. I saw the news online about it, but I didn't actually get the notification on the phone that it was there. But I'll probably do it sometime today because it's a security fix, as far as I understand.
Yeah, it's a security fix for the iPhone and stuff
and the iPad. So yes, if it's security, then it should be done ASAP.
Exactly. All right, good stuff, Daryl. Good to have you on, mate.
No worries. Thank you
again. And let's go to Jacob. How's your week been, mate? Anything exciting happen for you?
Playing some GTA later.
Well, is that a hint that you got a new Xbox?
Yes.
Are you supposed to mention that or not?
It's okay.
Okay, well, it's up to you. So, Daryl, yeah, Jacob got a new Xbox.
Oh, cool.
And he's been playing it on his, what size TV, Jacob? 42-inch TV?
50.
50-inch TV? I thought it was 42, you said.
Wow.
It's 50.
That's his parents' TV, not his.
Cool.
You get much in the Xbox, do you, Daryl? You play much Xbox yourself?
I play a bit. I've got an Xbox 360, but I mean, I do use it a bit. I even use the apps on it, you know, like the TV apps on it to watch stuff on it. So, but yeah, I played Bioshock Infinite. I got one of those, was it? you know, Xbox games with gold or something.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Download a free game month. And I got recently, a few months ago, I downloaded Bioshock because I'd seen some videos on it online and I thought, oh, that was a pretty cool game. So I've been playing the Bioshock Infinite.
How do you like that game, Darryl? I didn't know you liked them sort of games.
Bioshock, yeah. I didn't mind it because it's got a bit of a quirky storyline to it. As well, it's not just, you know, go and blow people to hell. It's actually got a bit of a story to it. And I saw why I sort of liked it is I saw one of the guys that I follow on YouTube that, you know, gamers, and he played quite a long time ago because it's not a new game. But I mean, he played it, and I thought, oh, that's really quirky. If I ever get a chance to get it, and then I just happened to be on Xbox one day looking at the games with gold, and it said for this month that was the free download, and I thought, I'll have some of that.
Yeah, awesome.
So I downloaded it, and yeah, I've been playing it on the easy level because I'm not that good. But yeah. I mean, but yeah, it's been fun.
Good stuff, mate. And what else? What else been happening, mate? What else been going on?
Playing some new games on my iPad.
Yeah, what games you playing, mate?
Something called Ad Cap.
Yeah. What? Yeah, and.
And Slash Mobs.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, we have an announcement too, Jacob.
What's the announcement, Brad?
I thought you were going to announce it. Well, Daryl's going to announce it. Daryl, I thought you were going to announce it.
Oh,
no, I'm joking. Jacob, I thought you were going to announce it.
That wasn't in the staff meeting.
No, it wasn't. I thought you were going to announce it, Jacob. Do you want me to announce it?
Was that about the records?
No, it wasn't.
You better announce it,
You
Brad.
Forgot, Jacob. Yeah. You forgot, didn't you?
Yes.
Jody will be back in 3 weeks.
Ah, they're good news. Good news. There you go.
So she'll be back in 3 weeks being back on the podcast. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
That'll be good.
Good to have Jody back on. And, yeah. All right, let's go to Ali. How's your week been? Ali, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Been having a bit of fun.
Oh, it's been a huge week. I spent a couple of days out in Geelong with Ben Mitchell, who I manage as a singer-songwriter. And it was great because what started out as there was a breakfast that was held at the Simmons Stadium with the Geelong Cats. It was the Nine Lives High Performance Breakfast.
Okay.
And Ben is a huge fan of the Cats. And he wrote a song called Little Balls On. So we thought, you know, why not go over there and, you know, share the love of that song with everyone. Soon enough, you know, he picked up an in-store at Real Music out in Little Mallop Street, so we went to that on Wednesday. It was just a jam-packed couple of days. You know, we went along the coast at Barwon Heads and also Ocean Grove, where he filmed the music clip for his song Ocean Road. So it was a really, really big week, and, you know, aside from that, I launched my website as well.
Nice one. Give us a quick brief rundown about your new website.
Yeah, so LEDofficial.com. A lot of people think it's LED like the lighting system, but it's not. It's ELLIEDofficial.com. I set it up and it launched on Monday. I suppose a very quick snapshot is back when I was 17, I had this interest in community radio. I started volunteering with different shows in Adelaide on an Italian station. And then when I moved to Melbourne earlier this year, I just wanted to feel like I was involved in the music scene. So I started volunteering at Southern FM. I then came across Ben Mitchell. From there, I then ended up picking up another radio gig with Kix Radio, which is hosted out of Adelaide. And I've just got all these musicians that are coming to me and asking, you know, for a critique of their music or how do they get their music out
there.
Nice. You know, how do they build their brand? And
yep.
They want me to give them feedback on, you know, how they can do that. And because I've spent the past 14 years in human resources and I've got my own business, I thought, well, there are transferable skills in providing exposure because as a career coach, I've spent so many years giving career advice to individuals that want a new job. What's the difference between that if I transfer it into the music industry? So LEDofficial.com, this month in particular, I've got 3 interviews that go up every week. So I'm interviewing artists that I would say are up and coming. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if you log on to ledofficial.com, you'll see at 1 o'clock I've got interviews with, you know, this week I had Monday, I had Preds. Wednesday, I interviewed Emily Warramurra. Yesterday, funnily enough, John Farnham's son, Rob Farnham.
Oh, really?
Yep, with his band Rival Fire, which has got a really unique sound. You've got to have a listen to it.
Very nice.
But I've got, in the month of August, like I'm fully booked with interviews up until the end of September. What I'm hoping to do is bring to the general public's attention these artists that are so passionate. They've put everything on the line to make their music happen.
Yep.
And the message that's behind the person that's created that music. That's LEDofficial.com
sounds awesome.
At this point. Yeah.
Now, what about community radio? What's your view on community radio? Like, I'm a big fan of PBS FM here in Melbourne and other stations. What's your view on that?
Look, I think community radio, it just provides a platform for people who don't ordinarily have a voice. You know, if I think of community radio, and I did a major study on it in my final year of school.
Right.
And, I was in South Australia then, so I was going to the likes of 3D and Coast FM and a couple of, language-specific stations. It's just a way to bring the community together. And there are a lot of people that are in their homes that maybe don't have the support or perhaps, they don't have the opportunity to pick up the phone and speak with someone. They want to, share what they're thinking about things, and they want to join a community that has that belonging.
Mm.
Without them having to leave their home, they can tune into the station and they feel like they belong.
Definitely. And there's so many good shows on PBS FM. I listen to it every day and stuff. And I got Jacob into it and he listened to your show one time. And
I remember that time. I think that was pretty early.
That was very cool. I love that.
I started it in March and I remember you requested a song for Jacob and then boom, I get this message. Jacob wants to request a song for Brad. So there you go. I now know how that connection fits in.
Exactly. So Jacob, explain that. How did that happen, mate? Do you want to explain what that happened or how that happened?
Well, Brad showed me to the channel and then all of us, Andy showed me her on Twitter.
Yeah.
I said, Chop Suey. Then I think Brad's song was something from Silverchair.
Yeah, Silverchair. Yeah, yep.
Brad, man.
You've actually got that recording, haven't you, Jacob?
I deleted it.
Oh, you deleted it. Damn it. Did you delete it? Oh, okay.
The thing with all the community stuff is, every show that I do is recorded onto the logger. So who knows, maybe I can go back into the archives and dig it up and share it around.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Dara, what's your view on what Ali's talking about?
Yeah. No, I mean, we've got a community radio station up here. And, it's important also in the bush because, until recent years, we can't even get digital radio up here. And your radio coverage from the commercial radio stations has always been problematic in the bush, depending on where you are, particularly if you're in the mountains areas. You don't get much. You can walk a few streets away and they get poor coverage. So, community radio is certainly, the radio station here has been around a long time now, Mansfield Community Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
And it fills a niche for people during the day, whether it's playing their favourite music or it's doing a bit of, local news rather than, because the commercial country radio stations and that's no disrespect, but basically just play music. And their news services are just very quick snippets from, something from Macquarie Radio or something like that. So it really doesn't relate in many cases to anything happening in the regional areas. And so where I am, so community radio sort of captures that sort of gap in the market.
Yeah, exactly. And anyone can listen to it, Daryl, where you are.
Exactly.
They can get the tune-in app and listen to it. If they want to listen to it and stuff.
Exactly. And I mean, like I used to listen when, we know Hannah Silver, when Hannah did her was on J Air.
Yep.
And I couldn't pick it up here on the radio, but because it was always on the website and it became a podcast sort of almost straight after it was recorded, I was able to tap in and listen to a radio station that I'd have had no opportunity to listen to. And I used to enjoy, it gave me a different flavour of, a community radio station, in Melbourne that, for me here in the bush.
Okay. So Jacob has actually found one. So Jacob, you found one, right?
Yeah, I got him.
All right, let's play one.
for Jacob, who's over in Florida. But now Florida, now Jacob over in Florida would like to...
Hold on, they're in reverse.
Oh, God's sake, come on.
I was going to say that voice is so familiar.
Hey, why are you not playing?
So you can't, so won't play, mate?
Track four won't, doesn't want to
play. Okay, well, play the one you can play. Just play any so you can... People have an idea what happened.
Media player locked itself
up.
Oh,
God. Windows suck. Okay, let's go. Let's
Can I just do like a retake of that one?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead, Ellie, go ahead.
This song goes out to Jacob from Brad. It's Silverchair with Straight
For Jacob, who's over in Florida, but now Florida. So we thank you to Brad, who did that shout-out for Jacob, and thank you to Jacob, who then did that shout-out for Brad. You guys are awesome. And really, it is the requests that come through that make this show so great. It's current.
There you go.
Starting to come through, so much so that I'm hoping I can fit everything. Then we've got Lee joining us for a special request. And Brad, he's listening here in the south of Melbourne, Bayside. He would like to request Silverchair, and I've picked Tomorrow as the song for Jacob, who's listening over in Florida. Hope you enjoy this one, guys.
All right, there you go.
I just wanted to touch on what Daryl said because
go ahead,
Daryl. You made a really good point about community radio. It fills the gap. So, you know, if I think of, I'm obviously at Southern FM, but you know, Brad, you've talked about PBS. These stations, what they work towards is being the voice of that community. But from a musical sense, you know, obviously Silverchair, they're an Aussie act.
Yep.
Daniel Johns. Where those people started, you know, I look at John Butler, I look at the Tampa Trap, like they're all, you know, in a bigger sense, like we hear them on commercial radio, but we don't think about where they started. And the music I choose to play on my Monday breakfast show is now usually from the AMRAP charts, which is anyone who is very much independent, and they need to get their music heard. So, you know, it's interesting when we talk about filling the gap and, you know, or bridging the gap and what community radio serves as a purpose. In a musical sense, it's really big for anyone who's wanting to get their music out there. It's where they usually start.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, 100%. Jake, what's your view on all this? Because I know you've been listening to some Australian stations, which is fantastic, mate.
Yeah, and I also bought some Australian music.
You did indeed, and you've been using the TuneIn app. What stations have you been listening to over there, mate?
97 Gold.
97 Gold, okay, cool.
I think it's interesting that radio has embraced, like, you can listen to radio, like, say, Jacob's listening to Australian radio, you know, quite easily from Florida now because it's, you know, on the net and that, and obviously can listen to music because in, through it. Whereas, for example, in movies and that, we still have the issue of, you know, air regions being geo locked out. You know, like, you know, where they sort of haven't embraced that thing of you know, if someone wants to watch an Australian movie and they live in the United States, for example, why can't they watch an Australian movie? You know, why can't we get it out there, and vice versa? Because, you know, it's but so whereas radio has sort of taken that leap, and no one's complaining that the fact that radio now, you know, a new artist could end up becoming big in the US because someone, you know, streamed it on the internet and was able to find it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, the community radio it's great. It's so many good stations. There's Triple R and PBS, and they're the main two I listen to and stuff, and and it's great. Now, how often do you do your show, Ali? Every week or every...
On Southern FM, I'm on every Monday from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Melbourne time.
Nice one. And you do requests and stuff and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do requests. A lot of requests, funnily enough, come through Twitter. So, you know, whilst it's a southern, you know, it's about the Bayside of Melbourne or Bayside of Victoria, there's a lot of requests that come through from all around the globe. Like I know there's people that listen over in Auckland. I know there's people that listen over in Richmond in the UK. Obviously, Jacob, you know, you were listening over in Florida. Yeah. I've had peeps listen over in Canada. Like it's amazing the way we're not locked into listening to only what's local because of the internet, you know, because of the digital world now. You can just listen to radio anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But on that whole commercial thing, you know, I think a lot of people think that even at a commercial station where I volunteer all of my time for that, that I just roll in, you know, roll out of bed, rock up at 7 or 6.55 and start, and that's all that you do, the 2 hours. But, you know, I would typically get to the radio 5:30 in the morning, you know, warm my voice up a bit, look at the songs. I spend a couple hours on the weekend going through and building a playlist. And in the usually during the week, I'll take some a couple of hours out to record a couple of phone interviews with artists as well. So you really need to have a passion to be, I suppose, you know, an announcer on community radio.
Yeah.
Because it's not as small a commitment as it might appear to the general public.
Yeah, exactly. And what about podcasting? What's your view on podcasting?
I love podcasting, mostly because, you know, like what we're doing now, you've got that flexibility to speak to anyone and get an insight from anywhere. When I was in Adelaide, I set up Adelaide Business Brag, and that was a networking group that came from the idea where I was approached to host my own business podcast. And I'm fairly sure we had it on iTunes for maybe the first 15 to 20 recordings. But, you know, I was essentially doing the whole production myself, so recording my interview with the business owner and hearing their story, then putting it through and getting it ready so that our web guy could put it onto iTunes. I think podcasts are great.
And what about you, Darryl? What's your view on all this, mate? Are you got any opinions before we go to the news?
Oh, look, I think it's as I say, I think radio has you know, really tapped in, if you like, to an open internet where you're not restricted by, you know, geolocations and stuff. Whereas movies and that, it still needs to be drag kicking and screaming into that. I mean, you look at Netflix, for example, you know, you have an Australian Netflix, and in theory, you can't watch some programs because they're not available on the Australian Netflix, and unless you get a, you know, a virtual VPN and try and tap into American Netflix, and it goes on and on and on, and you just scratch your head and think, well, you know, eventually it's going to have to bust open, and where if you want to say, for example, watch Game of Thrones, instead of, you know, you wait for the provider in Australia to get the series and play it, you can go to whether it's HBO or ever in America and subscribe and watch it. It's just radio's leading the way because it's, you know, if you can stream music on the internet and programs, and people overseas can just watch them without having to worry about going through a whole heap of technology, I think that's a really good thing.
All right. Let's go to some news then, hey?
Yep, no worries.
And then we'll come back and have a chat with Ali again. Here we go.
This week's Tech Webcast News is brought to you by Furious Marketing. Need a new website for your business? Visit FuriousMarketing.com and mention the podcast to receive a discount. Now, back to you, Brad.
And now we've got some news, and the first item of the day is from Slash Gear, and this is a US base for those of you that use AT&T. AT&T UVerse is increasing data caps from 600 gigabytes to 1 terabyte. If you have an AT&T UVerse in internet subscription, you may get a surprise the next time you log in. A message saying the 600 gigabyte data cap will soon be increased to more than a forgiving 1 terabyte. The move doesn't come too long after AT&T increased its then current data cap to 600 gigabytes, which it began enforcing more strongly than the 250 cap some subscribers had before that. Those who still need more data will have the option of paying $30 a month extra or paying overage charges. AT&T formally announced the new data caps a few days ago, saying that the charges will apply to all UVerse internet customers with speeds up to and including 300 megabits a second. I only wish I could get 300 megabits a second. So for you AT&T people out there, you might get a nice pleasant surprise. The next one is from Hackbread, and this is beware of fake Android. Prison Prisma apps running phishing malware scams. Prisma apps for Android users was launched about a week ago. Since then, it has become one of the most used photo editing apps. But with fame comes haters, just like when hackers added fake Pokemon Go apps on Android stores containing RAT. The Prisma has been caught the attention of cyber criminals as IT security researchers at ESET have identified not one but several fake Prisma apps infecting users with different but dangerous Trojans. The security team at Google Play Store have since removed those apps, but the fact is that 1.5 million users have already downloaded those infected apps. So if you are an Android user, just beware what apps you're downloading and make sure that they're not fake apps. The next story is from Mac Rumors. Apple releases iOS 9.3.4 with important security fix and an update jailbreak patched. Apple today released an iOS 9.3.4 update for the iOS 9 operating system just over 2 weeks after releasing 9.3.3. And less than 2 months before, we expect to see the public release of iOS 10 currently in beta testing. The iOS 9.3.4 is available immediately via an over-the-air download on all devices running iOS 9. According to Apple's release notes, iOS 9.3.4 provides an important security update and is recommended for all iOS 9 users. iOS 9.3.4 is likely to be the last update to iOS 9, with iOS 10 coming in September alongside new iOS devices. iOS 10 brings a slew of new features, including a revamped lock screen experience, an overhaul messenger app with new functionality and its own app store, a new photo app with objects and facial recognition, a redesigned music app, a centralized HomeKit app, and Siri SDK for developers. And then it's got update. iOS 9.3.4 fixes the Pangu iOS 9.3.3 jailbreak exploit. In a support document covering the security fixes included in the update, Apple credits Team Pangu with discovering a vulnerability related to a memory corruption issue. So that's from Mac Rumors. So if you're an iOS user, expect that to be coming very quickly. The next one is from CNET, and Facebook is changing its news feed again, and you'll never guess how. And now the website decided it was going to slide to the right and to put ads in. 5 reasons you should care Facebook is changing again. The inside scoop on the latest changes to Facebook. You'll never guess what Facebook is doing this time. So much for headlines like that. The world's largest social network is going up against internet journalism's biggest scourge, clickbait. You know what I'm talking about. They're the types of headlines that overpromise and underdeliver, that lure you into reading something without substance. In recent years, these headlines have followed a predictable format written with drama and pizzazz, but far less informative than the New York Post's famous headlines, "Body in Topless Bar." If they were rewritten as clickbait, it'd probably say, you'll never guess what they found in this bar. Facebook is sending these headlines out by no, weeding these headlines out by no surprise, training an algorithm on the problem. The company has already identified and published people who post clickbait headlines by watching how much time lapses between someone clicking on the link and then returning back to Facebook. Too short, and it's probably clickbait. So that's great. Maybe we'll see less of and you'll never guess what happens now in our Facebook feeds from now on. And that is the news.
Good news, Daryl. Good reading, mate.
Well, I stumbled over a bit there in that last story, but that's the right. Website kept sliding because it was putting ads in, which didn't help. Okay.
That's not good. Not good at all. Let's go to Jacob real quick. Jacob, let's go to what's your view on them stories, mate?
Since I put them in.
Yes.
Well, Facebook killing the clickbait. fun.
Yes.
And the Apple releases iOS, the new iOS security fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm happy that they fixed it. And the fake Android app Prisma. Hey, people need to stop making malware of real apps.
Hence why I don't use Android, mate.
Yep. And the last one, the U-verse. I told Rachel about it. She's like, whoa, I got 1 terabyte now?
Huh.
She's like, wow, thanks for the info, bro.
Okay. Who's Rachel?
Rachel Force.
Okay. Shout out to Rachel.
Yep.
What else, Jacob? Anything else?
That was my quick run through.
All right, and also just a quick mention of the new Apple TV remote for the iPhone, Jacob.
I never used it.
I did. I love it. I've been using it all week on my phone. It's the same remote that you get with the actual remote with the Apple TV 4. You can actually download that now onto your phone, and if you've got an Apple TV 4, you can use it. Works fantastic. So, yeah, get that onto your phone if you have an Apple TV 4. And, also, I just want to quickly mention next week, Darryl, we have, we're going to talk about more vinyl stuff next week.
Excellent.
A guy by the name of Nate does a podcast called The Vinyl. I'll just get the name real quick. Keep talking, Jake, real quick, mate, will you? called The Vinyl Guide.
The Vinyl Guide. Sounds
good. Vinyl Guide podcast will be on next week. The host of that will be on next week. So looking forward to that.
Excellent.
I just want to mention that real quick before I forget. Let's go to Ali. Ali, what's your view on them stories?
Yeah, look, the idea of Facebook killing clickbait, I have to giggle at that because, you know, it doesn't matter what they kill as far as the clickbait goes. People generate clickbait every day in most posts.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about the iOS stuff because I do use, like, I've got my iPhone.
Yep.
And I'm due to have my phone contract and everything renewed. Well, the early release is September, but to hear that there's iOS 10 coming, you know, who knows what other products they're going to bring out. And I saw, like, today on Facebook, there was this video. It was this, I don't know if you've seen it, it's like a waterproof wristband, and you just shake your wrist and the phone screen appears, it's projected onto your wrist. Have you seen that?
I think I have, yeah. Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what, I'd be excited because I love my iPhone, but there was nothing super exciting about the phone that I got this time around. I'm hoping the next one's just a little bit more exciting. But
yeah.
What makes for excitement in technology?
Well, exactly. I've got the Apple Watch, and I use it every day. I love the Apple Watch, and works fantastic. You don't need your phone all the time, and you know, and I get messages and stuff and notifications, that sort of thing, and works. Yeah, it works great. I can't wait to what they announce at the next Apple event. It's going to be good. Can't wait.
Yeah, I did have a look just the other day at what iOS 10 looks like. There was a short video that I found, like a 43-second burst. But, you know, until Apple announce it, we don't really know, do we?
Well, not really. There are people out there who do videos on fake iPhones, actually get iPhones, actually like fake ones sent to them, and they do videos on, you know, that sort of thing, and which is interesting to see.
Yeah. I think the interesting thing is that for phone makers now, I think it's becoming harder and harder to bring out the next big thing because sort of phones now become a very mature market. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of evolutionary changes, you know, maybe a better display or things tightened up and improved. But you don't find that sort of revolutionary thing where someone comes out and says, we've just got a phone and it'll do this. And everyone goes, oh, my God. I think that's the hardest part. And I think, you know, I think even Apple's finding that their phones are coming out. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. They're still very good phones. But they haven't found anything recently that says, this is the greatest thing. You know, this new thing is going to change your life. You must have, you know, iPhone 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's not just Apple. You know, Samsung and all of them are all trying to find something that distinguishes their phone and something that everybody must have. But it's very difficult once the market becomes mature like that. And and all the big changes have happened until, you know, it does make it hard. And, of course, you haven't got a Steve Jobs around anymore that's probably looking a few years ahead and is planning for something like that.
Yeah, but I suppose if we think about how far phones have evolved, like I can remember, I think it was 1999 that I started at university, and I got to borrow my dad's phone every now and then, and, you know, that was like a brick. It had nothing really other than Snake, I think, that might have been on there, not even. And remember, you used to have to press the keys like three times to get to the letter that you wanted?
Exactly. Well, that's what Steve Jobs, I mean, you didn't get it in Australia, but when the original iPhone came out, why it was so revolutionary also is because Jobs looked at all the other phones that were around and said, they are just so difficult to use. They're so difficult to get into the menus to find anything. They're so difficult to send a text message. All this stuff was really difficult and on tiny little screens and keyboards. And so when the first iPhone came out that had a full, you know, even though it was a full keyboard, it was so easy, just a one tap and you could open and, you know, menus. That was one of the things that revolutionised it and why all of a sudden all these old phones were just getting thrown into skips and various other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, so any other views, Ali, on them news stories?
Well, I think it's great that you provide that update because, you know, a lot of people would rather hear the news.
Yeah, definitely.
And obviously it's very well themed with your podcast than reading it because there's a lot of, you know, if I go to Google and I put in a topic and I hit the news tab, a lot of that news is clickbait.
Yeah, right.
It's not really news.
Yeah, right. Yeah, true. Yeah,
so definitely. It's good. I think it's great.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Anything else, Ellie, you want to mention before we wrap up?
Well, I think what you guys are doing is awesome. I love the theme and I love the interaction as well. I suppose I just want to say thank you because, you know, it's not often that I get this opportunity. I do have I've got a few invites waiting there that I need to respond to feature on other podcasts.
Okay.
But, you know, I think when it comes to technology and, you know, in particular, I suppose, community radio, I think it's great to have seen community radio back in the late 90s where, you know, the internet wasn't such a big presence.
Yep.
To now where you can tune into a particular place, have a listen to what's happening in that area and, you know, like Jacob did, contribute.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I can do the shout out back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Is your show on a podcast? Can people listen to it if they miss it?
Well, I do have podcasts sitting there that I just need to upload. And I suppose, you know, where I'm kind of torn with it is I wouldn't do a podcast if it's just me announcing songs.
Okay.
2 hours of me announcing songs, I can't actually play the songs because of the copyright and the license.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough.
So unless I have a special guest, you know, like I've got the one of when Ben Mitchell came onto the show, that's on my SoundCloud. But the stuff I do on Kix Radio, that in particular, that is a podcast.
Okay, cool.
So I record it, it goes live, and that's played all around the world. And, you know, I'm not physically announcing it live because it's all pre-recorded.
Awesome. Sounds great, yeah. Ali. Now, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you more questions?
Yeah, so I've got my new page on Facebook, which is LED.
LED. Yep.
Two words. Also, go to my website, which is ledofficial.com, or find me on Twitter at ledofficial. I'm also on Instagram at ledofficial. So, you know, anywhere you look, I'm not ledofficial. That's my brand. I'm LED. So,
okay.
Find me online and let's have a chat.
We'll do. Yep, for sure. Thank you for being on. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ali. Thanks, mate. Daryl Hunt, what about you? What's your view on them stories? Did I ask you about them stories or did I?
No, that's fine. The AT&T, it's great for people to get more data. I don't think you ever have too much data, so that's great for them. iOS, if it's a security fix, I'd recommend updating it as soon as you can because, you know, it's a security fix. And obviously, Apple must think it's important enough to push it out before they do iOS 10. So they obviously think it's important enough. So to do that, again, if you're an Android, you know, if you're an Android user, you just have to be very careful when you're downloading apps that you're actually downloading.
Exactly.
Proper app, and you're not getting a sort of a a malware-infected version. And Facebook, yeah, I like the idea because, look, I'm sure it's like a war. You know, Facebook will change the algorithm and some of these clickbait organisations will try and find another way to get around the algorithm. But it's good because I must admit, I was getting tired of getting all those, articles which says you'll never guess what and then what happened next, and you read the headline and you know very well that if you actually do click on it, you're not going to get much in place of an article there. So I'm glad that Facebook is at least doing something in that space. So yeah, that's it.
Good stuff, Dale. And where can they get hold of you if they want to go through any more questions?
Learnscape on the Twitters. And at Daryl Hunt on Google+, as I say, where I say every week, where I'm still there, stopping the water from flooding the deck, or the Titanic from sinking, or whatever. But no. From time to time, there's some good stuff on Google+. So if you've never used Google+, or you've been away from it, or you set it up and then never bothered, go and have a look, because there are some people who do write some very interesting long form posts on there, and links to some interesting articles, and there are actually some good communities, and there's actually a podcasting community there that on the more tech side of podcasting. So if you've been wanting to set up a podcast but you don't know about microphones, you don't know about mixers, you don't know about this sort of stuff, and you don't know where to go to find out, there's some good communities.
I actually run that podcasting community.
Yeah, there's that you run a podcasting community, and there was one.
Is it one? Is it?
I can't think of the name of it, which was another one which also had a couple of sound engineers.
Oh, okay, cool.
Haunted, and sometimes their stuff they write goes over my head a little bit because it's getting really sophisticated. But if you do have a question, like you're thinking of buying a microphone and you're unsure whether it's good, bad, or ugly, if you go into something like Google+ and you go to those communities and you just ask them, then you'll get some opinions.
Okay,
so yeah, it's good. It's good like that.
Good
so
to know,
that's where you can find me.
Yeah, definitely. All right, good stuff, Daryl. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and a Tech Webcast. Jacob Jones, what about you, mate? What's your view on them stories real quick, or have I already asked you before, Ali?
You already asked me before.
All right, mate, good stuff. Where can they get hold of you?
You can follow me at jazzbot32669onesie.
All right, mate. Good podcast, Jacob.
Good show.
Good show.
To say something about that crazy voice.
Well, go ahead. Do you want to say something? Go ahead. Do you want to say something?
Sounds like Markiplier.
Who?
From YouTube.
Never heard of it.
It's gone above my head.
Me too. Daryl, just before we go, will you be watching the Olympics at all?
Bits and pieces. Probably more when it's on the news and highlights. And if there are a couple of, like, if Australians get into some finals, like in some of the sport, like team sports events or the swimming, I might have a look at the swimming. I watch some of it, but then I get bored after a while because it goes for like 2 weeks, the Olympics, and I sometimes get a bit bored of it. Some of like the swimming, I'll certainly have a look at, and maybe some of the like the team sports if they put it on, like the seven rugby and a few of those team sports I quite enjoy.
Basketball,
the Boomers.
Yeah, basketball. That's going to be fantastic.
Basketball. I'd see if we can give the Americans a bit of a run for their money, eh, Jacob?
All right, this is a wrap. Thanks for being on, guys. Thank Ali D for being on. You're a legend. And check out her radio show every weekday from 7 a.m.?
Yeah, I think so, or Monday or something
Monday?
Like that. Yes. And check out LEDofficial.com as her website.
That's it. All right, Jake, want to say something funny before you wrap up, mate? I know you want to say something.
All righty then.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech webcast. Ha! Tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!